paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
From Entertainment Tonight, Cassie DeLaura for Dean Today. Hi, Cassie. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm up to about 50%. Talking about Saturday Night Live, that is the word this morning. Not only the opening sketch, but a lot of people talking about the Eddie Van Halen tribute that Jack White did. It was a pretty good show, wasn't it?
It was an amazing show. And you know what's so interesting? It's only the second episode this season, and SNL is continuing to crush it. I mean, even crushing the ratings. They opened last week to their season premiere with one of their highest ratings ever. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that they have a lot of content to work with due to, obviously, the election coming up and both the presidential and the vice presidential debates that have been happening recently. So, they have a lot of really good content to work with and bringing levity in a time where there is a lot of political divide. And, you know, it's very balanced and the jokes are really entertaining. And I'm not going to lie, like they're doing really well this season. But a lot of people could not stop talking about the surprise appearance from Jim Carrey's rendition of Joe Biden as the fly who was on Mike Pence's head. And it was so funny the way that they pulled it off. Everyone thought that maybe possibly they would have Jeff Goldblum come reprise, of course, his 1986 role from The Fly, but leave it to none other than Jim Carrey to kind of pull double duty that night as both Joe Biden and The Fly. It was pretty great.
Yeah, his impression of Goldblum was pretty good. And then I don't know if it was national or just in some local markets, but that Jeff Goldblum commercial played right in that same time period. Not only was his impersonation right on, but Maya Rudolph sounds exactly like Kamala Harris, doesn't she?
Exactly. And we all knew she was going to say those two words that took social media by storm. And she did to an uproar of applause when she said, I'm speaking. And she's so spot on with that role. And it's perfect for her. They actually, you know, to be honest, they all are. Even Jim Carrey as Joe Biden, the way he speaks, the way his teeth are, the way the wig is laid on his head. I mean, they've got a pretty great team that's prepping them all to be spot on.
And my wife can't stop saying that to me either. I'm speaking. I'm getting a lot of that right now. It was National Coming Out Day, wasn't it? Or is that today? What's happening with that?
It was over the weekend, so it was yesterday, and of course we saw a lot of people, a part of the LGBTQ plus community, sharing their own stories, their very own personal stories on social media, and of course a lot of celebrities engaging in that as well, one of them being Ellen DeGeneres. She posted a super cute picture to Twitter with her wife, Portia de Rossi, and honored the special day and their own romance. And then you had actor Matt Bomer, who also used the day, which actually was also his birthday, too. He posted on Twitter a little short video message and, you know, not just honoring the day and what it's about, but also drawing awareness to organizations like the Trevor Project, who is the world's largest suicide prevention organization for LGBTQ young people. So, you know, taking the opportunity to use his platform to draw awareness to organizations like that. But, you know, we saw a lot of celebrities. We saw organizations like the NFL, everyone, you know, using the hashtag National Coming Out Day. And, you know, hopefully it inspired a lot of other people who may not have become public with their story to live their truth. So it's, you know, really a special day.
Yes, indeed. And finally, Instagram over the weekend featured Jennifer Aniston's new friend, right?
Yes, and it's not what you think. There's a new man in her life, but it is a rescue puppy. So Jennifer Aniston added a new addition to her family. It is the cutest little puppy named Chesterfield, and it is a rescue. So she took to Instagram with the cutest video of this puppy sleeping with a toy still in his mouth. She captioned the photo that he is a very tired Lord Chesterfield, which is a really cute, unique name for a dog. I'm very into it, Lord Chesterfield. You know, this comes after she lost one of her dogs that she shared with her ex-husband, Justin Thoreau. Their dog, the German Shepherd, died in 2019. So now she has a new addition to the family. She does have two other dogs, too. So now she's rounded it out with three dogs. And so that's the scoop. We love to see babies and dogs on Instagram timelines. And Jennifer Aniston gave us the dogs.
What else is on the assignment list for entertainment tonight? What do you think you'll be covering next, Cassie?
You know, it was World Mental Health Week last week, and a lot of celebrities also opened up about their own stories. I know we have an article up on ET Online now about Selena Gomez opening up about how she had a little bit of depression at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. There were a lot of birthdays this past weekend. Cardi B celebrated her birthday. Drake celebrated his son's third birthday. So there's a lot of photos up on etonline.com right now. And then, of course, a lot of reaction to that big NBA championship last night. Vanessa Bryant took to her Instagram to celebrate the Lakers. Also, Bobby Bones from American Idol, and he's a country music personality. He is engaged to his girlfriend, Caitlin Parker. So a lot of good news all around, from new dogs to engagements to birthdays and to NBA championships. All of that is up on etonline.com. And then, of course, our broadcast where you can check your local listings to see what time it's on.
Are you traveling or are you in L.A. this morning, Cassie?
Bob, I am actually back in Michigan right now. I was in Chicago this past weekend, and I absolutely loved it. The weather was beautiful. I'm so sorry that I did not have a chance to stop by and come see you, but next time I'm in Chicago, I promise you I will.
All right, you're on. Cassie DeLaura from Entertainment Tonight. Appreciate it. Thanks, Cassie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.